Hey, can you hear me, Peter?
Hey Justin,
How's it going?
it's going good actually.
Apologize for the delay. Getting out of the house with twins, 2-year-old twins, is it's quite a challenge.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Oh my goodness. How are you doing?
I'm actually quite happy right now because I don't know, but I think that my initial really works on me, so it's really great.
Oh my goodness, really?
Because I have been through a lot these days, but my legs are not as tired as usually. So it's really great for me. I can really feel a difference.
Really?
So it's really amazing, and I'm very surprised that it have so big effect on me. So it's very great.
Wow, that's so cool. So it's funny because when it comes to this kind of stuff, like I don't know why, but I'm still surprised that natural solutions work, you know? Like, but when they do, I'm really happy. So I got your form message a little, I think over the weekend, and it sounded like you're doing well. And so I'm curious how you're doing the magnesium. What protocol are you doing?
I just make sure I take it like in the morning, and then when I go home from work, and then in the evening when I'm about to sleep. So it's like the whole day I get it,
So you're
and I think like it's working better and better all the time. So it's like building up slowly
Wow.
somehow.
So
Like
like in the morning you're taking like a powder and then you're doing the transdermal and then the bath. So like tell me about how you're doing it.
I take a liquid in the morning. And I mix it up with some what's called it's not a milk, it's what's called
Oh, like an almond.
almond milk. Almond milk. Yeah, I mix it to cover the taste. I don't know how it tastes because I can't taste it. So I just drink that, and then when I come home from work, I take a blend, like a mixed of different kind of magnesium in a powder form. And that one have most of magnesium inside, and then I drink that, and in the evening I take the spray on my legs every night. So
And are you doing so you did two orally in the morning and then in the midday, and then do you do another oral dose of magnesium at night?
no, I just take the spray at night.
And then are you doing the a bath or a foot bath with it?
With the Epsom salt. Also.
So how come you don't do another oral dose of magnesium before bed or in the evening? Any reason why you don't do that?
I could, I guess, but I'm just afraid I'm getting too awake because I don't feel as tired at night. I'm used to get so exhausted, like so tired. So now it's kind of weird when I'm not tired the whole day. So
Wow, this is so great. So you're doing transdermal twice a day, probably with the spray and then with the bath. And then you're doing orals twice a day as well, morning and afternoon.
And I'm starting to look into copper and see how I can take that with the bee pollen. I think I'll try that.
So we just did a whole show with Morley Robbins on Friday that I put into the Academy about copper in your immune system. But his angle on it was copper, how important it is to create energy in your mitochondria. And it's the only thing that will do that, according to Morley. So the more copper you have, the more energy you can create. And the more energy you create, the stronger your immune system is to be able to utilize. Because he was saying that a certain percentage of your immune system relies on energy to work, because it's not just in your gut, it's not just in your blood, it's just everywhere, your immune system.
Yeah, so yeah.
When you have it, when you have more energy, your immune system works, runs on copper. And so that would be good to look at as well. But I'm so glad you're getting some good results with magnesium. This is
the thing is, you know, when you have been like depleted or what it's called for so long time, and you have suffered for so long time, it also takes time to recover for the body. So what I see now is like, I can see improvement, but I'm not there yet. I'm not totally clear, and the my issue is not totally fine yet. But it's a big improvement. It is, because like Monday, I always have an issue sleeping on Mondays, and I got 4 hours sleep Sunday till Monday, and went to work and all that. And of course, my leg will be tired, and I will have issues because I have so much pressure on me because I didn't sleep, I didn't rest, I have headache, all this. So I think when I see the situation, of course I'll have some issues, but if I didn't take the magnesium, I guess I will have much worse situation, because normally I'm totally exhausted and now I'm just tired. You know,
yeah, mildly tired, right?
Yeah. So there's a big difference.
So maybe, are you able to get access to beef liver by chance?
But I'm a vegan.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. Yes, that's right.
I heard your story that you went raw vegan and then you went back and...
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I forgot.
So,
yeah, listen to the shows we've done with Morley, because he talks about copper. Obviously, the highest source is beef liver, but then also the other higher sources are whole food vitamin C, bee pollen, and I forget what the other one was. There's something else too that obviously you could take, or bee pollen. I don't know if you could do that, but
I think it's fine.
Yeah, so there are some other sources of copper that could help you, and that's how you create energy. So that might help on those Mondays when you're tired from the Sunday night sleep.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm thinking also, like today, I didn't take the food bath yet, but it's evening now, and I'm kind of tired. I'm tired in the legs, but it's not like exhausted. And if I look at my phone now, I have walked 8,000 steps today.
Whoa, that's a lot.
And that's actually quite normal for me.
How far does that equate to in kilometers or miles?
Let me check.
8,000 steps. I guess you'd have to figure out how far each step is.
Yeah, but this distance. One can see it, I guess.
Yeah, because they say you're supposed to walk 10,000 steps a day, right?
Yeah, that's 5.2 kilometers.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, and that's just from work.
Just from work, not counting any exercise or anything you do.
No, I didn't exercise.
Wow.
I took a walk on the beach.
Okay.
I've done that every day, actually. So that also count a bit, but still, it's... So you know, my work need me to use my legs a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I stand a lot and walk a lot. So that also make it hard to recover, I guess.
Well, I'm glad that you're getting some results from magnesium. It's really good to hear.
It's amazing. I'm also like, is it just my mind or what's going on here? And I just keep having the improvement, and I'm thinking, what the fuck, it's really
so. Yeah, I know, it's probably going to be one of those things where your body will find some homeostasis, and then it'll level off, and then you can increase the different kinds of magnesium or the different amounts, and then you'll find another uptick, and then you'll level off. And but the plan is to be on a regular uptick, you know, for your health. And then, so I think that what you're talking about going to see that chiropractor in London, I think that's going to be a big, maybe the sort of center of the tire spokes of your foundation. And this all will help, you know. So if this is helping just by itself and it's not the main thing, then that's good. It's a good sign.
Yeah. It's really crazy, like how things work. So
it's
yeah.
weird, isn't it? It still makes me feel bizarre when natural solutions work. It's still so, like, I believe it, but then when it does happen, I'm surprised. You know, it doesn't.
But I've tried so many things, but I've never seen so good results with one thing.
Yeah.
Like when I went all in, and it's kind of weird because. I just talked with you for a short time and you have not experienced so many years with issues from my side. And then boom, I meet you, boom, I have a solution. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird because it makes sense because there's so many things that people talk about, like we mentioned in health, like herbs and mushrooms and this and that. But magnesium, 42%, almost 50% of your 9,000 enzymes. Require magnesium. Like, why not start there? If that's going to affect almost 4,000 of your 9,000 enzymes, like, why not start at the top, right? And then you could do all the herbs and stuff later, but why not start at what runs the most things, you know?
I just don't understand why people don't know it. Why is it the information is not out there?
I think it's just sort of glibly talked about, and even radio show hosts like myself or authors or people that put out content, they don't understand the full effect that that means. There's no other. So you have 9,000 enzymes, right? And then inside of those enzymes, there's dozens, if not hundreds of other types of enzymes, digestive enzymes. There's all these different types of enzymes. But I just don't think people understand the level at which magnesium is the center of everything. You know, I just don't think someone said years ago, the prominent guy said, oh, it affects 300, probably 300 enzymes. And that's what everyone talks about.
Yeah.
But dude, one, you have 90 plus minerals and just one of them is responsible for almost half your whole body working. Like nothing works without it. And
no.
I don't know why people don't. I don't know. It's really bizarre.
Yeah, but I'm also thinking like Bergman, he should talk more about it. Like everybody should talk more about it because it's so essential for the body to work.
The only guy that I know talks about that is Morley Robbins. Yeah. And maybe Dr. Bergman is not familiar with Morley's work. I'm not sure. This is kind of like where I come in because I'm able to get access to all these sort of people and the different things they're doing, and people like Morley or people like Bergman are just kind of hyper focused on one thing, and I feel like I'm able to grab a bunch of different pieces of stuff that I hear from different guests, you know. So I'm just glad I was able to share that with you. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's really great. I'm thankful.
Yeah, you know what too, if you start to plateau, consider different forms of getting magnesium in and different amounts as well. So because it's required for everything from blinking to moving your head to digesting to getting rid of heavy metals, like it's required for everything. Since it's required so much, the body uses it so much. So since your body uses it for all these like maybe more important things than your legs, you know, let's say you went into a factory and you had a super high exposure to heavy metals, for example, whatever magnesium is that's using for your legs now will be used to offset those heavy metals that you get exposed to. So as stress changes, as you level off, you could always increase it, you know, to basically bowel tolerance. If you start having loose stools or diarrhea, then you can back off a little bit, but you can always look to increase it because I don't think there's any upper limit other than bowel tolerance, you know?
I think also if you are in an environment with a lot of stress, the body can't heal, and magnesium can go inside and actually help you against the stress. I read about that, that it actually helped the muscle to relax. And if your body can relax more, you can also heal more. So it's really a positive effect on you.
It's interesting. So the article you were reading was saying that it will help in times of stress, like relax the muscles and things.
Yeah. It's really, if you have a stress in your body, your muscle will tight up and magnesium will lose the tightness.
So it's so interesting, right? Because like, it's sort of like body fat, you know, someone gets fat and the body is so smart that it doesn't put all that fat inside the arteries of the heart. It puts it on, you know, on someone's midsection or someone's hips where it's not going to affect anything. And same with magnesium, I guess if you need it in really critical areas, then lesser areas are going to be deficient. So
Exactly. So it's great. And now I look into the EMF thing about the bed, and I'm really unsure if what type of product I should buy, because I don't want to paint the room with the black painting and all this, because it's so crazy, a lot of work. And
right.
I just want to cover like with a net. But the thing is, I'm unsure what brand I should use, and I'm unsure because some of them, they say there's like silver fiber inside the net, but I'm not sure about what is silver fiber. And other products, they say it's like 20% silver. Right. So I'm not sure. Is there a difference, like about the brands and content and stuff like that?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a difference. I've researched those canopies as well a little bit. Maybe probably last time I did that was probably a year and a half ago. And I don't know the difference, because when it gets into EMF is really, for me, it's like, it's challenging because you almost have to become an electrical expert, you know, electricity and photons and all that kind of stuff and how these things work. I was looking at, we interviewed the guy from lessemf.com. And that's a really janky website that looks like it's 1995. It looks horrible. But the guy that we interviewed is really a good guy, and his products are good. I just ordered a couple smart meter shields from him a couple days ago. And so I would start there, start at Less EMF maybe. Though the website looks terrible.
Yeah, I can see it. It's really
it's horrible. God. It's so bad, right?
Yeah.
But their
so
products
what did
are
you buy?
I bought a router cover from him just recently, and I have some other of his products as well. And I know they have canopy tents as well too. But I haven't bought those yet, but I just got a smart meter cover and a router cover, I believe, from him.
Is that a good idea? Because I'm thinking your router should send a signal.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You definitely should do that, because it's can still, from my understanding, the routers are way too powerful than they need to be. And so you can still get the same signal strength, with a cover on it. So like, I'm so glad you're doing these things, because these things are biological stress to your body. Like these things are causing inflammatory processes and causing calcium to go into the cell. It's causing inflammation and you know, and all this, these factors you can't feel.
Yeah. So, and you know, I live in the city and with a lot of electricity all over. And I think there's a lot of radiation here. I think it's over the limit. And do you have a meter to measure?
I do. I have a tri-field, but I mean, that's just a basic tri-field. You know, there's other better ones that I haven't researched yet, but there's more updated digital ones that you can get. Do you have one?
I was considering one. I actually have it here. If I don't know if I can put it.
Maybe in the chat room?
Yeah. This one. There were a guy, he was in a YouTube interview. He's only working, I think you have interviewed him maybe. I forgot his name, but maybe it's the guy that visited you actually.
Brian Hoyer?
Yeah, exactly. He recommend this product if you are like a person that just need some information, but it should still be in a level where you can buy it, like in price level that is fair enough, but still a good product that measure quite good. And he recommend this one.
Yeah, whatever that guy recommends, do what he says. He's a genius.
Mm-hmm.
He is really good.
And this one, you can see it show magnetic, electric, and the last one, wave.
Is this one did you share it in the chat room, a second one?
No, this one.
Oh, just this one. Okay.
Yeah, but it don't... Yeah.
If he says to get it, I would get it. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
He's good. We have some of his products in our store. We have a bunch of his products in our store, actually. I like supporting him. He's a really good guy.
Which one you have?
Let me see what we have of his, because he has his own website with stuff, and he's allowed us to have some of his products on our store. Let me take a look under the EMF section. He has, let's see. We have the zero EMF desk red light therapy device that sits on your desk. Okay. We have the dirty electricity kill switch, which is turning off electricity in your home. We have his power box, which is a whole house dirty electricity filter. And we have a bunch of his services where he'll travel around at least the United States and do an assessment for your house. Yeah, I'll put that in the chat room too in case people are interested. But yeah, I like supporting him. He's a really good guy, and I got to know him pretty well when he was here doing our home. And he's been on our show, I think, once or twice. So I like him a lot.
Okay. Did you check your infrared sauna about the EMF?
Yeah, there's the sauna that we use, the Relax, has a very mild amount magnetic coming from the heater unit down at the bottom, and it goes all the way up to about where the chair starts, so about 28 inches or 26 inches off. And then it dissipates dramatically. So, you know, anytime you're going to get a motor of any kind, you're going to produce an electric field. It's just like your blender, your juicer, they'll all do that. To me, it's a non-issue. I don't really worry about it because it dissipates anyway. So, yeah, I think the benefit you get of sweating regardless, but you can build a 100% non-EMF near infrared sauna. Mm-hmm. And so that's an option too, but I don't like the lights as much. It's kind of too intense for me. Okay. You know, okay. Have you got your sauna in the mail yet?
Yeah. I got it. So it's quite great. Good. I tried it once and I think I'll try it again tomorrow and see how it goes. But it's great. And I sweat a lot first time, so I guess my pores are not blocked.
That's good to hear. A lot of people can't sweat.
Yeah. I was also wondering if I could sweat, but I could.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I'm normally quite healthy, so I guess I didn't have a lot of toxins inside. So
Yeah. That's cool. So you've used it once so far, right?
Yeah, only once.
Okay. Yeah, you'll probably start using it a lot in the winter, I would imagine. When it gets cold, it'll feel really good.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I just need to make it a habit for me.
Like, yeah.
Doing it maybe twice a week. So, yeah, and then stick to it and see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're doing a lot of cool stuff because you're doing like, I feel like a really good part of what I think is building a foundation for your health. You know, like a lot of people are just kind of, I think they're just kind of focused on the wrong things and they're focused on things that, like for me, your environment is one of the first places to look. Like if a fish is sick, you don't change the food it's eating. You switch out the water it's swimming in.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And so I think you're starting with the minerals and what you're doing there with the magnesium and the copper, you'll be building that. And then you're fixing EMF. I mean, these are big, huge pieces of what's ailing a lot of people and you're fixing that. So you're doing really well.
Yeah. It's because the information is so diluted in the rest of the information, because I have, for example, I have done feed exercise daily for maybe 6 months, almost 8 months or something like that. Uh-huh. Daily, and I hated it, and it took like 20 minutes every day to do like the food thing with the towel and all this. Uh-huh. No effect whatsoever, and I stick to it. I keep going, because that's what they tell you to do, mm-hmm. right? Keep going with the exercise because you have flat feet, and oh my God.
Yeah, I know it's hard, and you know you should stick with it. And then if you don't, you feel bad because that's your hope, right?
But the point is just if you do the exercise, yeah, that's great for your feet, but you will never get ahead because you are deficient you're deficient in the body, and you are stressed about your work and your environment is toxic, and you know, then the exercise won't help because you didn't make sure that the rest was in a good shape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I get it. And it kind of makes me think of, like, you know, there's levels to what actually cause physical ailments or diseases, right? There's levels to that. And so you really want to get to the core, like whatever the core is of someone being sick, you want to get to that and start working on that first, right? Mm-hmm. But let's say that takes like 6 months to heal, or let's say it takes 3 weeks to heal. You want to be able to have some relief in that 3 weeks, right? Yeah. And so even though you could work on symptoms, it may not be the actual cause of your sickness, but mm-hmm. it gives you some release or relief. So what I'm thinking is that with the magnesium piece, let's say in your case, it's not the actual cause, because at some point in your life, you didn't have this and you also weren't taking magnesium, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is since we're all deficient in magnesium, let's say chiropractic will actually be the cause and it will fix you 100%. Mm-hmm. Magnesium is such a powerful thing that even though you get fixed by the chiropractic maybe in 6 months, mm-hmm. magnesium is so powerful and so such an integral part of how our systems work that it's almost imperative that you keep doing the magnesium. It's not like an herb where like, oh, I can get off that herb now. Yeah, magnesium is something you'll do anyway forever because we need it, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you got relief. I wasn't expecting that. So
me too. I was just thinking that all I read and all I listened to and all this, it makes sense. So I was just thinking, okay, now I try this, and if I need to do it, I need to do it like the whole day, and I need to do it with many kind of ways. Otherwise, if you only do it like just a bit, it won't have many effects on you. So I think if you really want to see a result and see if it works, you need to go all in.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. I'm super excited that you're doing this and you're focusing on EMF. That's another big stressor that no one talks about, and fixing your environment, you know. And I think these are such critical parts of our health that no one's really thinking about, you know? And I just think that, you know, a lot of people don't realize, it's sort of like how we talked about the bite of your thing being off. Like, you don't think about, oh, if I have hip pain, it could be from my bite being off, right? But these are such like big pieces of our health, like the light and the EMF and the minerals. Like, if people just fix those and they didn't even fix their diet much, they just like, if those were all optimal, you probably wouldn't even, you could probably eat any kind of diet you want and still be healthy. You know what I mean? But because there's such big pieces of health. And
also many ask me, because I'm a vegan, did it help you? Did you become in a better shape, or how do you feel about it?
Yeah.
And I have no result. No result. It's just a living, a way of living. I cannot feel anything about it. It's just like if I eat meat or anything else, it's the same.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's, it's just one of those things that I think we all sort of have our journey. And the key is to just have an open mind like you're doing, you know, because I'm sure when I first mentioned magnesium, you've heard about it and tried a bunch of different things. In your mind, you were thinking, well, this is just some other thing that, you know, I've heard about. And just like I heard about this herb and I try and it doesn't work. I'm sure that's what you're thinking, you know.
I even if you remember it, I had it already. I had it in a, but it was so small doses and it was a pill. So I think it was like nothing. And I remember why I have it. I bought it because I heard that it will help you to like cope with stress. And I have so much stress in my job. So I was thinking, okay, I can take it once in a while, like sometimes. And then I heard at that time that magnesium is in all the food you eat. So I was thinking, okay, then I get enough, I guess.
Yeah.
Because if it's in everything I eat, it must be enough.
Yeah.
So I didn't look more into it because I was also looking, always looking into things that is harder to get for me, like vitamin D and the sun. That's sometimes hard here, so I was looking more into that, like what do I miss instead of what is the basic, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because these herbs and these mushrooms, like I take all of that stuff, you know, I love it all, but magnesium is something like, you know, no herb is gonna affect almost 50% of your enzymes. No herb's gonna have that much of an effect on you, and no herb is required in the body the way magnesium is, you know, like if you use it to blink, I mean, how many times do you blink in a day? You know, how many times does your heart beat in a day, or how many times do your muscle contract in a day? None of that can happen without magnesium.
Insane.
You know, so it's like if we're Morley calls it the magnesium burn rate.
Yeah.
You know, you have all these requirements to live, and then you have stress on top of that. So now, not only do we not have it in our food, but we're deficient. Yeah. And so, you're just getting up to like baseline.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine if you can get it to optimal. Like,
yeah.
So here's an interesting, a doctor that I know, Dr. Massey, did a magnesium infusion. To a guy, one of his patients, you know, years ago. And he was telling me this when I was in Texas at his house. He was telling me that I forget what the level is of magnesium in your body, right? But he was telling me that this guy did a daily IV magnesium infusion every day for 7 days. And it wasn't until day seven that he brought his body from negative to zero.
Yeah, wow.
It took 7 days of IV vitamin or IV magnesium just to get to baseline.
That's insane.
I mean, it's insane how magnesium deficient we are, right? And let alone having enough to be optimal, you know. It's pretty wild.
But I'm also thinking that I'm not even there yet because I just started. So I just see some quick results because maybe I was a lot differently. Mm-hmm. Maybe if I take it to another level, it will be even greater, because the whole body, when it use it all the time, you also need a lot. So yeah,
and with stress, and I mean EMF is a stress as well, you know. So
yeah, exactly.
And also too, something that people haven't put together is that we did that show with Martin Paul about how the EMF opens the cell membranes and allows calcium to go into the cell where it doesn't belong.
Wow.
So calcium is regulated by magnesium, mm-hmm. and iron is regulated by copper.
Yeah.
So if calcium is entering into the center of the cell at 1,000 times higher than it should be, because the membranes are being broken down by these frequencies,
yeah.
then you need even more magnesium because of the EMF, you know? So yeah. It's like, it's crazy. It's nuts.
Insane.
Yeah. So keep researching it. Like listen to the stuff we have with Morley, because he's the magnesium yeah. expert, and yeah. you can play around with different forms and different doses and different applications. And mm-hmm. so keep like on this magnesium, because I think yeah, it's going to be a big part for, sure.
for you. For sure. I will do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it also makes sense that if I have an issue in the lower back, where the there's like a nerve that is pinched or something that make the flow in the legs not so great, how can the magnesium go down there? So you know, it's not easy for the body to recover if there's a structural unalignment,
right?
Right. And if I do this, maybe some more get down there. And if I do the local like spray, it actually can help the legs mm-hmm. where it have been depleted for so long time. So
yeah, local application would be super helpful. And you can also, have you tried DMSO much?
No, I never tried that.
Okay, that could be something else that you could consider as well, because that'll help drive the magnesium deeper into your tissues.
So I apply it with magnesium?
Yeah, you put some magnesium on and then a little bit of DMSO. Just be careful with it, because it could burn you, you know? But it doesn't burn you like chemical burn, but it's like an itch, you know, like itch you a little bit. But DMSO is super powerful. It will drive in any topical solution you put on deeper into the tissues.
Wow.
So yeah, you can put something like, you can put any topical solution on your skin and rub DMSO on with it, and it'll push that really far deep into your body. So that's, it's good to know about in case you need it.
Yeah, for sure. So what do you do in terms of magnesium? Do you do anything or?
Yeah, no, I eat, we try to eat magnesium rich foods. So chocolate and things like that, and other, you know, green leafy vegetables. And so we try to like have the magnesium in the food. Mm-hmm. And then I'll do a magnesium bath probably twice a week, with magnesium chloride. Mm-hmm. And then I'll take magnesium malate as a supplement. Mm-hmm. And then I'll do transdermal magnesium throughout the day. You know, topically spray it on my body once or twice a day. I try to do about 5 sprays of that, each time.
Okay.
And then what else? So I usually do a supplement 3 times a day, magnesium rich foods, magnesium chloride twice a week, transdermal spray twice a day. And I'm just getting started. I mean, I'm only new to the magnesium thing in the past like four or five years.
Yeah.
So I need to get back on. I was making magnesium bicarbonate. I need to get back on that, because it's funny for how much you learn, still you sometimes don't apply it all, right? It's like, you know, you fall off, because if I had a health challenge, I would be way on top of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But since I feel fine and everything feels fine, but that's the problem, is that I don't feel EMF, so you're not really that encouraged to fix it. I don't feel magnesium deficiency, but But I'm doing that, and I'm going to get back on the magnesium bicarbonate because that's the most absorbable form of it.
Yeah. But it makes sense because when you're in a good shape and just continue your life, it's hard to find the motivation to keep going with something that is it's a small part, like out of all the things you do. So yeah, you just give a bit, I guess. And I think we all are like that in the end.
Yeah, it's challenging, right? Because you feel good. And that's the problem with us as humans is if you have no, most people feel good. So why even be interested in health, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Feel good, so you're fine, you know?
Yeah.
But I just, the way I look at it is, you know, you look at everyone getting sick and you look at the disease rates and, you know, we're all headed that way unless we live a lifestyle that prevents that. And you can prevent all of it, you know?
Yeah. It's just hard to apply it in a society where it's not normal.
Hey, real quick, did you see Dr. Bergman's latest, our guy just produced the latest April Q&A with Dr. B? Have you seen that yet?
No, I didn't. Okay.
So let me access it right now because I was looking at it the other day and I noticed that he answered a question about, I'll put it in the chat room. He answered a question about chiropractors in England.
Mm.
And I thought it was I assumed it was your question, but I don't think that it was. And he recommended a really great guy. I just put it in the chat room.
Oh.
He recommended a really great guy, and I thought, oh, this is cool because it might be another resource for you. So where does he say?
Sure.
I just wanted to let you know about that in case this guy could be closer or better.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm looking through the notes. Where is that? He mentioned it and I listened to it.
Hmm.
COVID-19, dryness of throat. Let's see, numbness, tingling, Bluetooth, compound loading.
Just, I found it.
what number is it?
010122.
Oh, 00. Oh, I see it. Yes, that's it. So I don't think that's your question, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay, so maybe this could be another guy for you. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, I'm glad that you're feeling good and that this is helping to some degree. So keep going, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually like maybe 50 to maybe 75% better now.
That's good.
It's really great. It's a huge improvement so quickly and so easy. You know, I just intake and I just spray. That's all. It's nothing. So
you know, it's so cool about you is that you, like, I told you this stuff and you were open-minded about it. And you took action on it. I mean, there's a lot of people that are open-minded about it, but then they just don't do it because they don't see the importance of it. But it's so cool when you were open to it and then you just said, you know, I'm going to go out and buy this stuff and see if it works. And I mean, that's really cool. I don't know. It just makes me feel awesome.
Yeah, it's true because when you suggest something and maybe 1,000 listen to it and think, oh, it's great. Mm-hmm. And then maybe 5 of those make it.
Yeah. It's like that old quote says, the only disease is a closed mind, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, you got to open your mind up and to open your mind up and take action. That's cool, dude. Yeah. I'm really glad.
Actually, before I was also thinking sometimes, should I share this to people, like not this but anything, because you know sometimes I'm not sure if I should share it, how they will feel about things I give about information, if I have a suggestion or anything. But now I realize that it doesn't matter how much I talk about things, because in the end, so few people will do it themselves. Like, mm-hmm. for example, if I realize something like, oh, you can do this and you can also do it, if I can show you how, yeah. but they don't do it.
I know.
It's insane.
Isn't that the hardest thing? That's so difficult for me, because I love people and I want them to feel good and I want them to have success in their life. And I can't make anybody do anything. You know, I just got to support you. Whatever you want to do is good with me. You know,
it's crazy how it works.
I know. Right. And so whenever you run across someone like you that takes action, like, it really makes me feel good, because I mean, I think
it's a mindset, because if you have that mindset, you just keep going and you're always like that.
Uh-huh.
Your whole perspective on life is just, this is not, you know, this is just you and me now about health and magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
It's not now you only take action. You also take action in other spaces of your life, like your work field or whatever you do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mental, you know, it's mental how you think about yourself, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing, right? Because a lot of people, they don't have, like, they get involved in health because they have some problem, right? Like, they're, you know, like they broke a leg and they want to heal, or they have some problem or some chronic disease. But it's really challenging, because what causes someone, like, this is the real crux. Like, what causes someone like you to take opportunity and to act on it and to actually do it? So there's some sort of, like, self-worth kind of value that I think that people don't have. Like, you have to, like, what makes someone like me do, sometimes I'll think to myself, okay, I've only done 2 saunas this week, I should do a third one. And I'll think to myself, like, there's multiple layers of motivation, right? I'll be like, okay, you know, it helps to detoxify heavy metals, it's great for circulation, it prevents cancer, prevents disease. But then sometimes I may be like, oh, I don't want to do it. I still don't want to do it. I know all the benefits. I'm just too tired. I don't want to do it. Right. Mm-hmm. And then I think that as you build multiple motivating factors around a single thing, then at any given time, like, let's say you have 5 of those, at mm-hmm. any given time, one of those 5, maybe all 4 of them will not motivate you, but one of them will. Mm-hmm. So, like, for me, a recent one was an example is our kids we have now. My wife and I were married for 15 years with no kids, right? Mm-hmm. And so now, the other day I got in the sauna solely because I want to be healthy and live a long time for my kids. Mm-hmm. Whereas 5 years ago, that wouldn't have been a factor, you know? And so there's some sort of self-worth that you kind of have to build in to give you a motivating factor. Like for working out, for example, maybe one day, maybe someone's sole motivation is to look ripped and strong and buff, you know, or for a girl to look good in a swimsuit. But maybe one day that motivation isn't there for them.
Yeah. But
they have if another motivation for them to work out is so that they could be fit for their kids, then that will motivate them that day to do that thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's like a multiple options of motivation, but then a self-worth that has to be involved. Like, self-care has to be part of our lifestyle. And I don't know why that doesn't happen in a lot of people, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree on that. And actually, they also say when you get married, you get more lazy and gain weight, because now you don't have to, like, be good looking that much, because you already have a relationship and stuff like that.
Right. I know. And people let it go. Right.
Yeah. So, and yeah,
for me, it's like that kind of gets into the, I guess, the spiritual stuff or the Jim Rohn kind of stuff, mm-hmm. where, mm-hmm. like, you're building sort of a self-worth. And I think that for me, if you can build little disciplines that you can complete every day, mm-hmm. it kind of makes you feel like you're separating yourself from the rest of people, where you're starting to build value in yourself. Like, Like, oh, I am the type of person that can do X, Y, Z, or I am the type of person that takes care of themselves when everyone else doesn't. And then you start building on that. I don't know. I don't think we'll ever know, you know, what truly motivates people and why certain people like you take action and people like me take action, whereas other people kind of just lay around and complain all day. You know, I don't know.
I think for me, it all happened with actually with this issue. It made me think about life and think about everything, like how unsure the future is when you have an issue in your legs and stuff like that, because if you have no income or anything, so it make you think about how to protect yourself and how to take a step towards a more free life, I guess, where you are not dependent on somebody or something, where you can actually live the life you really want. So I think there's a lot of, like, when you hit bottom, you start realizing, okay, I need to figure out who am I and where I'm going, because I cannot stay in here now anymore, because it's not a solution, and I can't go back to the life I had before with so many health issues and the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So you need to figure out, who can I be? How can I change myself? You know, and that's very hard, because it's not just, oh, I do this small magnesium and then I'm changed.
Right.
It's a mental thing. It's so deep in your personality. It's actually who you are that will change. Because if I ask my wife, I have actually asked her before, I'm a different person now compared to when she met me.
Wow.
I'm another person. I'm not the same guy, because I was not vegan back then. I was not into all this. I was going to the fitness and take my powder with a lot of protein, you know,
right.
And be a strong guy and, you know, all this, and don't care about the future or anything. Just live in the moment, go out, drinks, you know, everything everybody does. And then the issue came, and then it made me start thinking about the future goals, who am I, all this. And then I just keep going with small changes every day. And you know, you see me take a small action now with magnesium, but I have taken action all the time for many years now. So for me, it's just the way I am. It's just, you know, when it makes sense, it makes sense. So just do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. And I think that it may, as you continue to take action and get some results, it makes you feel better. So you want to do it again, so that the next thing that's offered to you, you're open-minded about, and then you try that, and then that helps you a little bit, and then you keep going. And then it becomes a part of who you are, like you said, you know, like really making these changes and becoming a whole different person. Cause like I always mentioned on our radio show, you know, health for me is, it's just a segue to personal development. I don't really care about health. I don't really care about, and you know, I do to an extent, because I want to have the energy to be able to do the things in life I want to do, right? Mm-hmm. So I want it for that. But I mean, health as an end for me is not really that enticing. It's not really that motivating. No. But to live the kind of life I want to live, and to be able to help other people, and to be able to have energy to do different things, like, you need health for all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's more of a bridge to personal growth and spiritual development and these types of things that really interest me, because, you know, being healthy is great, you know, but what are you going to do with that? Well, you know, energy.
And you don't want to be like healthy, vegan, whatever. And that's it. You know,
what's the point?
It's no sense. Why do all that? Because what's the purpose with that? It have no purpose, but the purpose should be, okay, I want to live to 100 because I have this goal. Uh-huh. And I want to do this when I'm 80. I want to do this when I'm 90. You know, you have some perspective on life, and then it makes sense to live healthy.
Yeah. Like for you, for example, like you have your side business that you do and yeah. You work on it. So if you're able to correct these health issues so that you have the energy at night to build this business, that business yeah. could end up providing 100% of your income for your family yeah. and help people around the world. And then their lives are better because of your business.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean,
so, yeah. And you know, it all started with a health issue, but you start something on the side and build it up, and suddenly it makes sense to keep going because yeah. you can see the progress yeah. in your life. There's a progress.
That's great. Yeah. Hey, Peter, have you met Rayansh? Have you got, I think you guys were on together last week, right?
Yeah.
I think I didn't meet.
Okay.
Reyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're from Dallas, right? Or you're in Dallas, right?
I'm in Dallas.
But originally from India, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how are things today? You doing well?
Yeah, it's been good.
Been good, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how's your little guy?
He's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
He didn't go to school today. He's like, we did a lot of activities over the long weekend. So you were like tired and like, I don't want to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you work at home or do you have an option to be able to sort of have some flexibility like that?
I mean, last couple of years I've been working from home because I work in IT. So obviously I have some options, but
you can do that. Yeah.
Yeah. It depends on the company.
Like, okay. That's cool. Yeah, Peter's in Denmark, so this is cool. There's so many people from around the world. This is fun.
How's Denmark doing with all the situation?
I think we're doing great, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, because they keep opening in everything, so I'm not even sure what the situation is because I don't follow the news.
Yeah. Right, good.
So I'm not sure, but I still know we have some rules we have to follow, but because I'm a teacher and the kids are sitting 1 meter apart from each other, so I think that's the main thing for us right now, but most rules are gone now. And all shops are open and everything. So it's great. But they still have our rules in the shops about distance.
Yeah. It's got to stay apart from each other. Make sure you don't get sick. Don't hug anybody. Whatever you do, don't hug anybody.
But I think America is more extreme. I believe because it's like, You showed an example how things should go, I guess.
I know. Yeah, I've done a lot of traveling, you know, and I can second what you're saying, Peter. It's so, the level of intensity here is just so high, yeah. You know, compared to the places at least I've been around the world. It's almost sometimes too much, you know. I want to go to an island and surf all day and eat mangoes and eat coconuts and just be left alone, grow my own food, and that's what I want to do, you know.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I heard that you need to wear a mask when you go in the shop.
Pretty much. True? Yeah, pretty much. They're saying now, you know, it's weird because in certain places they're like, we're flattening the curve is one of the phrases that they're trying to condition people to use. Mm-hmm. And the cases are going down if you believe in the model. Mm-hmm. Yet just the other day, we had one of our health food stores, there's a state mandate for now, it's required. It was always requested to wear a mask in the health food store. That's mm-hmm. it's a place called Sprouts. But now by state mandate, it's required. And mm-hmm. we're at the tail end. It's the summertime. There's, if you believe in the conventional model, it's not flu season, right? Oh. So why the intensity on the masks, yeah. you know?
Yeah, it's
insane. I mean, I remember even at, I think Whole Foods was saying, I used to go there during that peak time.
Uh-huh.
No mask. Suddenly one day I went there, like there were a couple of employees standing outside. You need to wear a mask, otherwise bye-bye.
Wow.
So a mask or like a mouth covering. So I just did this. This is my mouth covering.
Did you do that? Yeah.
Insane.
Oh my gosh. I was just talking to a guy, a superintendent of a school here. He's in charge of 60 schools. And, you know, he's in a really difficult spot because there's no school on right now. And, you know, he doesn't believe in any of this either. He's a lot like us. He just thinks there's a lot of holes in what's going on. But if he opens his schools up, he's going to have parents just angry at him for exposing their children to potential danger. But if he doesn't open the schools up, then he gets the parents that are going crazy with their kids at home and he gets them yelling at him. So he was telling me, like, I can't win. Whatever one I do, whatever position I take, I'm going to get people screaming at me. So it's wild out there. This is a strange time to be alive, for sure.
And for sure, when time goes on, we'll look back and think, okay, that's why we did all this. Now we can see clear more what's going on.
Right. Because
that's always what's happening with every event that is happening. Then afterwards, after maybe 10 years or something, we can really see clear that, okay, this is the reason.
Uh-huh. It takes a while, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's insane.
Yeah. For some reason,
in Denmark, right? Guess how many who died of corona, and you know the number they say is people who had corona, but maybe they died of, you know, a stroke or whatever, but they had corona, so they put them in the stats.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guess how many?
How many people that are in the official stat line and just
how many? How many official died of corona?
Maybe 1,000?
563 people.
What is the population of Denmark?
That's about 6.5 million. So it's a small country, of course.
So 500. So you figure the way you and I, or we all see this, is there's 80% false positive rate, right? So you're looking for antibodies that everyone creates. So you're looking at maybe 20% of those people actually had coronavirus, right? Maybe 30, I don't know, 40% of people. Let's say 50% of those people actually had corona. Then you're looking at those people having corona, but then you got to prove, okay, did those people actually die from coronavirus?
Yeah.
So then you maybe get 10% of those people. So now you're looking at, like, you know, 60 people out of 6.5 million.
Yeah. But the point is just that we shut down a whole country for 500 something people. It's insane.
It's totally crazy. Yeah, our economy is a $20 trillion economy, just America. Yeah. Then you consider the rest of the world.
Yeah.
The whole thing is shut down, you know.
Insane.
It's getting to be. I saw a video the other day. I don't know if you saw this, Ryansh, but in New York, there's this video of this lady that was in a grocery store, and she was getting attacked and yelled at, screaming by four or five different people who were wearing masks because she wasn't wearing one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, even here, like if you don't wear it, I mean, some of the stores, local stores, they don't require you to, but if you don't do it, you do get like stares, but nobody says anything. But
do you?
Stares as like, are you not wearing the cloth covering? It's going to stop everything.
Wow.
It's like just that fear. I don't know. I mean, if like the other day, the governor said, okay, we're going to open the gyms, right, on May 18th or something.
Okay.
But you're supposed to wear gloves. And that's going to mitigate the spread as opposed to touching the... touching the machines with hand versus with gloves. I don't know what.
What's the difference, right?
Yeah, what if, I mean, one of the doctor told that the gloves and mask works only in like control conditions, right, at hospitals. They're not going to work in your day-to-day life.
Yeah.
Like they told, like how one of the doctors said how much they have to do when they are there and they, when they come home, like the protocol they have to follow, leaving the shoes outside, getting naked in the garage and then going out.
Oh my God. I hope that people are waking up. I truly believe that this is going to be one of the biggest wake up calls for a lot of people around the world to finally wake up to see the absurdity in all of this. You know, one of the things that's challenging for me, like my wife cuts hair, you know, and she was going to go back to her salon like one day a week, right? Just for fun, just to see her friends and cut their hair. So she went to a salon meeting yesterday and they told her that she has to wear, you know, those dental masks that are clear, that plastic. So she has to wear that. She has to put them in, you know, those gowns that you wear at a hospital that's open back, you know, all of her clients have to wear one of those. They have to disinfect. They can only have one client at a time. So she would normally put someone's hair color on and then cut someone else at the same time. But none of the stylists can have two people at once. There could only be six people in there at once. The people have, if they come together like a mom and a daughter, one of them has to stay outside. It's just like
insane.
It's insane. And one of the things that she's concerned about, my wife, is none of that. Like, she's not concerned about the virus, none of that. What she's concerned about is these stories going around where if a parent tests positive for the coronavirus, then the state could come and take your child.
Really?
Yeah. So they'll trace it back. So what my wife is thinking is if someone comes into that salon that's not even her client at a time when she's not even there, who, and they test positive, they're going to start connecting all the dots and then they're going to make people like my wife get tested. And if she comes up positive, they could take our kids away. I mean, it's just like, what is going on? You know,
and what it makes me think, they put so many like stupid rules that makes no sense. So now you're all occupied with that stupidness and then they have time to do whatever they need to do. You know,
it's crazy, right?
For sure there's another agenda. That's not the agenda. It makes no sense.
I know.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, if they would have said something like, you know, there is a virus that is dangerous, you need to build your immunity, do this, do that, instead of like fear mongering, like people would have supported it more than, like, nobody said a single thing about like in vitamin D, take, it's like winter time, spring time, go out in the sun or take vitamin D. Nothing. It's just like wear a mask.
Wear a mask, stay away from each other. I heard that part of this social distancing was to get to test tracking information on phones, you know?
Like, what's that science behind 6 feet?
Well, they kind of just, so I read this article that said that all of that is just a hoax, right? The 6 feet, you know, it doesn't affect anything, but they're trying to perfect the tracking on phones. And so what they're trying to do is put everyone 6 feet apart, because if they're closer than that, the geolocation apps that are on phones start to cluster and you see these groups of people that are too close to each other. So they're trying to perfect the ability to track people. That kind of gets more conspiratorial, but a virus doesn't fall off at 6 feet either. So that's a dumb line of thinking by itself. So there's got to be some other reason, you know.
And it's gonna stay if there is a virus, it's just gonna stay. Like, it's not gonna like vanish.
I know.
Like in the air.
Right. It's gonna fly and then just go down. Yeah, I have to go to the grocery store after this, and I haven't been there in a week or so. So I'm curious if they are going to tell me to wear a mask. So what I'm going to tell them is, someone told us recently that if you at least in America, if you say you have asthma, there's this HIPAA guideline that they can't ask you any further questions. And you say, I can't wear a mask, I have asthma. And they're legally supposed to allow you in the store. So I'm going to see if they try to make me wear one after this. I'm going to say that, and I'll see if that works.
Yeah, I just went this morning, but I just was in like social pressure, so I just put like a muffler around.
Yeah. You know what I thought about doing too is, have you seen those masks people are wearing where it'll say, it'll have a message on it, like a hashtag or a website, or it'll say something like, this is a mind control device, or this doesn't work or something. That would be kind of cool to do too, you know?
I mean, it does not work. It's in that WHO guideline that it won't work.
Yeah.
You can make a gimmick about the website on the mask.
I know, right? Make a website about that and then put that on there.
Or maybe like a detail on like how viruses work. Like, yeah. There's so much confusion as to like what is a dead virus, a live virus, versus like inactive. They're saying like spray hypochlorite and then it'll be dead. Like viruses like replicate in your body, right? So like, what is a dead virus?
You know what's weird is people don't know that, right? They don't know how viruses work. But then also, like, there's this evidence, like if you look at the mask itself, it says this does not protect from the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And if you look at Dr. Fauci, said the same thing. He said healthy people shouldn't be wearing masks. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump said he's not going to wear a mask. The CDC's own website says that you're not required to wear a mask. They don't help unless you're in a specific environment. Right, like a surgery or something like that. So what's weird is you have all these people saying these things, but yet it's still pushed out. Like, people don't know that. Mm-hmm. Like, so why don't people know that? And then if that's out there, why are we still doing the mask thing?
It's really, yeah, that was one of the questions that was asked during the conference here. Like, in I think one of the conference after Fauci said it's not gonna work, like after a month they came up and said, like one of the reporter asked them, like, earlier you said it's not going to work, now you're saying everyone to wear a mask. And I was like, you know, we didn't know about that information at that point of time, but now we have more like research done and it grew. Now everyone should wear a mask, like,
interesting,
or so a mouth covering, like.
So they're kind of just saying that new research is coming in, or it's more infectious, or more people have it, so we should wear a mask.
He didn't say it's more infectious. He said, like, if you're an asymptomatic person, then at that point when he said it's not going to work, we didn't know that it was asymptomatic. Now we know it, so you wear it, so you're not going to spread it.
How convenient, right?
And he was so nervous. I was like, what is he doing?
what conference was that? Was that a local
conference? Was that that everyday conference that he used to take Trump, like every 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, that was a Donald Trump news conference.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But it was like a month, I think almost a month back.
Wow.
And now we're updating that.
Okay.
Where it, I think that's when.
Wow.
Because it's, I think it's just like, because they propagated fear and now it's like everybody's like, we need to do something. Like,
yeah.
They're like, okay, let's just put something on your face.
The best is when you see someone who's, you know, morbidly obese and they're eating an ice cream cone, yet they have a mask on, right? It's like.
But even if that was, and then they say that, no, you don't need to put the N95 on because obviously they don't have enough supplies. Right. Keep that for the frontline workers. Just wear, just wear a piece of cloth. I'm like, okay.
That's so crazy.
Like, if you really want to stop it, let everyone wear N95s. But
yeah. Yeah, it's funny. It's like what you were saying, you know, no one's really talking about the immune system. I mean, to me, it's glaringly obvious, you know, that there, at the very, very least, there's holes not only in the logic but in the research of all of this, right? Like, you just look at the different reports coming out, and it's, at the very least, it's to ask questions is a logical sort of conclusion that you could say, you know, at the worst for this movement, the whole thing is either a sham. There's doctors saying that there is no virus. And, you know, I mean, that's the other extreme. But at the very least, the fact that most people aren't asking any questions to me is a little bit concerning, you know. And I thought before all this happened that people were a little bit more awake than I think they are. You know, I was thinking, okay, less people are watching the news, less people are, you know, reading newspapers and consuming mainstream media. The social online world is here and people are following it. And I thought a lot more people are awake than they are. But then you go outside and you see everyone with masks on and respirators. And so it's like, oh my gosh, like we have a long way to go to wake up more people, you know, but people are waking up, which I'm encouraged about. And I think a lot of people, like a lot of people woke up from the 9/11 thing and they started looking into that and started getting into other things that kind of opened up that rabbit trail. And I think this will be the same way. It's going to open a lot of eyes, but we have a long way to go because you go into a grocery store and everyone's got masks on and, you know, no one's wearing blue blocking glasses. And like, what's the deal? Like, you know, like, so I'm encouraged, but I'm also a little bit concerned.
Yeah. I mean, like the, I could, when I think about it, I could like look at what were the thinking behind closing everything down. Like if it was, like if something was really out there, then it would have worked. But now if you know more about it, then, and they would have, should have told like what you should really do.
Yeah.
Instead of like, like nobody talked about vitamin D, nobody talked about vitamin C, nothing. No. And there are like so much research on vitamin C. They are using it. They are using IV vitamin C. No reports on it. Like one or like you'll hear on one of the news channel that, okay, they also gave him high dose vitamin C, but none of it is. But now, at least if you know, like initially, once you don't know about anything, that would be like considered as, okay, that was a right response. But
right
after you are prepared and like, then you should come out and do the right thing instead of like wear a cloth, piece of cloth on your mouth.
Oh, it is a fun time to be alive, though, I have to say, because it's, you know, so many people are waking up and it's just, it's fun to share a little bit of information that kind of awakens people too and see what their response to that is. And
but when you think about it, America have for a long time being the leader of the world, like in all parts, like in wealth, building society, like in front in terms of medicine and all this. And what happening is it's it's like rising and falling, you know. Uh-huh. Everything is rising and falling.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just keep going and being the leader of everything, because there will always be something that will come as the next big thing, you know, like the next mobile, the next car, the next. And that's the same with the society, you know. You can't keep going like the Rome Empire before had control of so much, but they still fall in the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my point is just, even though it's a bit unclear, it's just, the point is just that the American, if you look at it as an empire, they stick to a plan that is not holding. It's falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
But they stick to it still because that's what they know, and they cannot adjust to a new reality because they are so deep down in the in that track they are already on, so they cannot leave it.
Right.
you know, so they just maintain it. They keep going, even though they should take another step and look at things in a different way. They don't do it because there's so much involved in what they are doing already.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what will happen is another thing will come and rise and go above. Maybe, I don't know, China is ahead with their way. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe they will be the next thing, but we can all see that things will change because they keep the same road.
Has to, yeah. And they're going to keep trying to push this agenda until maybe so many people wake up that something gets overthrown. And Rayanish, I would go back to India, my friend. I might follow you. I'll go live somewhere else myself. Get out of America.
I mean, right, India has done like really drastic measures. So I won't go.
Oh, they have done very drastic measures?
I don't know why, but
wow.
But I mean, I see it as a good. I mean, they did like closed everything down for like 2 months.
They
I
have?
Right now they're opening it up.
Uh-huh.
Just a
okay, I think
they're very strict in India, actually.
What's that?
I think they're very strict in India.
You know what I wonder about that is I wonder that, you know how like a lot of call centers, like Apple has their call center there, Microsoft, Dell Computers, there's so many U.S. corporations that have their industry in India. And I wonder if there's some sort of connection between the strictness in India, like you were just saying, and this connection between U.S. corporations or something crazy like that, you know?
It could be more like from what, because right now, I mean, it could be more or like WHO, CDC pressurization could be that. But
interesting.
I mean, one thing that came out really good, at least in India, was like the drastic decrease in the pollution, like the air pollution.
Okay.
And so that could have like some health benefits later on.
Yeah.
Like the air pollution, water pollution went drastically down because it was like a total shutdown. It was not like US where people were allowed to move in. It was like a China shutdown where it was.
How did you guys do that? How did India do that with so many people? How did people get their food and their groceries and stuff?
No, like you could go in your, it was more like at some places you could just like people were delivering it. Like, so the delivery was on, but
okay,
the food supply was on. So you can, like in India, in US you have, like a neighborhood Walmart, right?
Uh-huh.
But in India, it's like a smaller version of that. But
okay,
it's not like, it's like an open air thing, like a farmer's market here, right?
So okay,
each neighborhood has its own farmer's market.
Oh.
So they just restricted people in their neighborhood. Like you can only go out for grocery and then that's it.
Wow. You know, I heard something similar in Panama. They're breaking everybody up by age groups. So like 50 to 70, 30 to 50, you know, everyone's broken up in these different age brackets and you get 3 days a week that you're able to go out if you're in one of those brackets. And so your days are different based on your age. And then you have, I think, 3 hours, three times a week. So like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you might be able to go out from 12 to 3 every day and get your groceries 3 days a week for 3 hours. That's in Panama. And so
there were like a couple of people who objected to it initially, right? And they went to the health minister and asked, and they gave the health minister that, okay, take like go out in the sun and take vitamin C and
vegetables. Uh-huh.
And he said, yeah, I know all of this, but we have a lot of international pressure, so we have to follow that, is what he said. Those were exactly his words. Like, we have a lot of international pressure.
Wow.
And if you think about it, like, right, if the more extension you get, in India, the more fear is spread, and then it's like a 1.3 billion market.
What do you mean the more extension you get, the more?
Like a more shutdown is for extensions. Like right now, I think they're opening up now. Today or last week was where they opened domestic travel.
Okay, domestic travel. For the first time in a couple months?
Yeah, it's been closed for like almost 2 months.
So you couldn't fly from North to South India?
No. It's like the first time in history where air, bus, train, everything was closed.
Wow. And your family is there, right? So you're getting all these updates.
Yeah. It's like, and you can only go to, there were no cars on road, nothing. It was just all empty. It's like an apocalypse. Like everything was on.
Man, when I was in Brazil in 2002, it was crazy when I was in Sao Paulo, because I think that's like the third largest city in the world or something. And there's just traffic is just backed up. There's, you know, motorcycles going in between cars. It's just chaos. And India, I've seen, is similar in certain places like that. I can't imagine no one out, no one driving around. This must have been like spooky.
It was. Now it's opening up, but it's like,
wow.
I mean, I guess like the countryside was kind of open because it's just like secluded area. So nobody goes in the countryside. So, I mean, I guess people were like in a metro area, people were more like fearful because they can't go outside.
Right.
They couldn't go outside of the building at some places.
How many states are there in India?
It's been, I think it's like 30.
30 states?
Yeah.
Wow. And do they all kind of work?
Yeah, it's similar to US, where they work with the federal government. It's 29 states, actually.
Okay, so the individual states can make their own decisions for their state, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, theoretically.
Similar to here.
Interesting. Wow.
But most of them just followed the central guidelines.
So I have to leave in a few minutes, but I'm curious, Rayansh, what are you doing yourself to stay healthy right now? Like, are you doing anything extra for your health?
I mean, right now, I mean, not really. I mean, the only thing I did was just going out in the
outside. Sun, yeah.
Instead of being, because like one thing I've realized, at least for me, was like if I don't do anything for like at least if I don't go out for bike or run or something,
yeah,
I just get so irritated at home. I'll get angry, and then it's like that energy gets redirected somewhere else. So it's just better to go out. So,
I'm the same way. If I get stuck inside, I get the same way.
And I don't know why, but if I just go out at least for like 20 minutes, I'm fine. If I don't do that, basically I have to break a sweat, and then it's fine.
Otherwise, and get some sunshine or something, right? And then, yeah. They were saying that, you know, one of the most unhealthy things about this whole thing is that people are staying indoors and being exposed to, you know, bad air and bad lighting and bad electricity, and they're not getting the sun. And you know, that's just as bad as any of coronavirus, you know?
Yeah. I mean, so for some time I tried, and I obviously got irritated and frustrated, and then I went for biking out, and then I realized that now I can like deep breathe and kind of control it, but not at some point I have to go out. It's not like, okay, I can just deep breathe it.
Yeah. At some point you got to go out. I hear you.
But otherwise, like, it's been, we try to eat clean. Is like, we never used to go get something from the market, whether it's good or bad, whether it says it's 5 ingredients or 10 ingredients.
Yeah.
We just limit that to like once in a while, maybe like a couple of times in like 4 or 5 months. But mostly it used to be like home. Everything used to be at home. Home cooked meals.
Yeah, that's the best.
Once in a while, we would like do juicing. Fasting is part of the culture. So we do like either Sunday, Monday, or
When you fast, are you doing like a, are you just drinking water or are you drinking?
I mean, it depends on what your mood is that day. Like sometimes it's just one time, eat one time a day or eat twice a day or eat nothing.
Or eat nothing. Okay.
But recently what we have done for like couple of months is like skip breakfast. So we just eat lunch and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And that I really like can, it's more sustainable.
Yeah, it's easier.
And then if this long weekend, this like we like had like three meals a day, so you can just fast like Tuesday, right? So I just ate today, like and I feel like it's more sustainable if I can eat something that I can eat something like as part of a food, then eating it as like a supplement or taking this.
Yeah, it's more satiating.
Yeah, unless I have like an illness or something, obviously that has a different protocol. But
well, that's cool. Sounds like you guys are on the right path, doing good things and aware of stuff.
Actually, I'm right now reading about the PUFA, the polyunsaturated fats. So I'll see what.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, we've got a number of shows in the academy about that. That's cool. Always something fun to learn, right? Yeah. Always new information.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I have to run, but I'm glad you guys came on today. This was cool, and thanks for being here. If you guys want to keep chatting, feel free. It's designed to be for each other, so feel free to chat it up if you like.
Thanks for the talk.
All right, my friends, I'll see you probably tomorrow.
Maybe.
All right, guys, have a great one.
Yeah, take care.
Okay, bye.